There is a growing debate among scientists about how people face difficulties and recover from them. The word resilience describes the ability to deal with stress and to recover from it. The researchers are asking, why do some people recover and others struggle after traumatic events such as child abuse, gun violence, or the spread of disease? They want to know whether the ability to recover from stress is in our nature, in our genes, or in the way we were brought up by our parents, how we were nurtured. Research suggests that both nature and nurture are responsible for creating resilience, but researchers say neither guarantees recovery from hardship. The American Psychological Association says anyone can learn resilience through kinds of behaviors, thoughts, and actions, but that it is not always easy. In the mid-1990s, research in the United States connected negative childhood experiences with problems in adulthood, like poor mental and physical health. The research also said that each additional negative experience increased risk later on. Many studies have tried to answer why some children are more at risk for some bad experiences than others. Dr. Thomas Boyce is a researcher and treats children in California. He wanted to find the answer to that question because of his own family. He was very close to his younger sister. They experienced a difficult childhood. As they grew up, Boyce's life seemed to progress. But his sister experienced struggles and mental problems. Boyce said he discovered 1 in 5 children have a higher biological response to stress. He said they show signs of too much activity in the brain's fight or flight response and in stress hormones. Observers say that children like these have higher rates of physical and mental problems when raised in a stressful family environment. Boyce said that additional evidence suggests that these sensitive children do very well with nurturing and supportive parenting. Ananda Amstatter is a researcher at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. She studies traumatic stress and genetics, the study of genes. She said that her research suggests genes and environment equally influence resilience. She said that there is no single resilience gene, and that many genes are probably involved. Terry Moffitt and Avshalom Kaspi are researchers at Duke University in the state of North Carolina. They have found a connection between differences in genes that help to control emotions and a higher risk for depression or bad behavior in children who experience abuse. Dr. Dennis Sharney studies ways to overcome difficulties in life. He also works at Mount Sinai Health System in the state of New York. He said that our genes are not destiny. Trauma can affect the development of areas in the brain that control anxiety and fear. Treatments like talk therapy and medication can help people who have experienced trauma. Sharni also said that a loving family, good friends, and a positive experience in school could correct the negative effects. Steve Biondolillo is now a 19-year-old college student. He spent his early life in Haiti. His family was poor, and he experienced other trauma. At the age of 4, his biological parents sent him to an orphanage, where he lived for 3 years. He said this experience was traumatic for him. "I didn't really understand what was happening," he said. "I just got thrown into a big house full of other kids." He said that he remembers feeling afraid and alone. He thought he would have to live there forever. Then came the 2010 Haiti earthquake. The disaster killed more than 100,000 people and destroyed the capital and other towns. "All the hope that I had suddenly vanished," Biondolillo said. Biondolillo survived, and he was adopted by an American family that took him to the United States. His new life gave him many opportunities, but he was still frightened by past traumas from Haiti. His adoptive parents wanted to help, so they got him and his brother involved in an after-school program at the local Boys and Girls Club, where they could have fun. The adults there were supportive, and he talked about his experiences. He said that they made him feel supported and loved. Now Steve is in his second year of college. He is studying social work. He wants to give back to society by helping and nurturing others. Biondolillo said that his life has been a path from being a fearful child to a proud young man with big goals and a big future. I'm Faith Perlow.